And welcome, dear listeners, once again to, it's not yet the home run. We're sort of like doing a, once again, a precursor discussion just before the home run, as always. But once again, welcoming you to a, well, this particular week's session specifically of engaging once again with, our in-studio guest who comes from the Tea Party for Hope. Once again, should I use your nickname? Really,
yeah,
this time,
I'll
use your nickname for now. But once again, thank you for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners. And obviously, it's a pleasure to see you guys back. And obviously, once again in the studio. Last week, it was your colleague that engaged in Oshawamba with my colleague Loisa.
Yes.
Obviously, you are back this week. You know, sort of like to once again share a little bit more.
Mm.
And obviously, you know, let me give you the opportunity of saying hi, at least, you know.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
100%. Once again, dear listeners, if you have not seen specifically on our social media platforms, there is the particular poster for today's particular discussion. It'll take us all just before five, not on the dot five, but in terms of once again engaging and talking about the upcoming event that'll be in October, which will obviously be the Tea Party itself. But our discussion last 2 weeks back specifically was based upon the awareness creation component.
Mm-hmm.
There is one or two questions once again, but I just actually want you to once again explore for our listeners, what the Tea Party for Hope is all about. And specifically, you know, where we touched on last time in terms of just, sharing some details specifically about what the Tea Party stands for actually in that scenario.
Okay, thank you so much. So the Tea Party for Hope is a cancer awareness platform and a fundraising initiative that was founded in 2016. And, for 9 years now, it has brought together survivors, families, so the whole community at large to come share knowledge on experiences and to give them information about where to get support. And beyond raising funds, the Tea Party for Hope strives to educate people about cancer prevention, the importance of early detection, and the support systems available for them. And we have been, the event has been quite overwhelming for the past few years, especially last year, that we had an overwhelming community participation, from individuals, families, especially corporate partners, coming together. This shows the solidarity between our communities, and this response actually highlighted how strongly Namibians care about patient support and cancer awareness. And with that said, it has motivated us to make this year's event even more bigger and more impactful.
Just obviously between our last discussion really and today's one as well, I saw that there's a theme. We didn't talk about the theme last time, the one that cites breaking the chain of cancer, a heart revival conference.
Yes.
Specifically, what does that particular theme, where does it stem from, basically?
So this year is a call to healing, the kind that goes beyond chemotherapy, beyond prescriptions, beyond statistics. And, the theme has been evolving. And, this year we're looking at cancer, just not as a disease of the body, but as something that affects someone emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So that's where this theme comes in, that heart revival, with a little splash of some purple and pink and some bubbly and new entertainment.
Are we asking the men to wear pink as well?
Purple? There's white.
Well,
just some white with a dash of purple.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because obviously there's, guys, don't worry. There's nothing wrong with the color. It's just a color. So if you've got the shirt, you can wear it on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Really, there's obviously been, the discussion around cancer and cancer's particular impacts on Namibian communities.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's usually a discussion where not many people cite what the actual ailment sometimes is. Last time in our last discussion, we didn't explore, case studies, impact discussions, even though there is the impact scenario, but I just want you to start from the impact once again, just to sort of like jog the memory of our listeners and the case study scenario. I don't want to share about my own case studies because I have had family members that unfortunately have succumbed to the ailment.
Mm-hmm.
But just in terms of, what does it look like for the broader communities in Namibia and what were the scenarios that you guys have seen as the Tea Party for Hope?
I, for one, handled it secondhand as my uncle's wife was diagnosed with cervical cancer at the age of 62.
Yeah.
And, you know, this really shows, how can I say, not the stigma, but the prevention.
There is actually a little bit of stigma.
Yes. Yeah. The prevention towards all types of cancers is not really aggressive as how they say above the age of 40, you should get mammogram regularly. For cervical cancer, they don't encourage that, especially for the older people. Now she is 62. She just discovered that she has cancer and, you know, she doesn't know. She doesn't even understand. There's a language barrier in this situation. She doesn't understand what this cancer is, what it is. So for her, we had to just summarize that. So this is the disease. It can kill you, but you just have to pull through. We did not know how to explain this to her. So this is where I'm asking the community members, especially the doctors, you know, to try to navigate on how we can tell or...
Sort of like the bedside manners and the communication.
Yes. Yeah. With the other community members, as you know, the older people, they don't know these things. And they don't know where to get information about a cancer or... There is that stigma of people saying, no, why will I go look for cancer? If I go look for it, I will get it.
Yeah.
And it's not like that.
And it's one of the few technically that it can either come in hereditary form, meaning it can be passed down from an older generation to a newer generation, or it can come through a unique scenario. Obviously, we've had the Cancer Association's, what you call it, he's the CEO. I don't know if the position is CEO, but Mr. Hansen himself.
We are good partners.
Yeah, because Rolf has obviously shared a lot in terms of in various engagements here with us on Eagle FM. Usually the stigma that he and his team also encounters in the broader communities. Usually it's sort of like a discussion. No, when we grew up, you know, the adults always say, no, you can't know what's the actual ailment of this adult, or it would be classified as a different. They would use coded language sometimes. And then it's usually that the stigma doesn't actually speak to health is a universal discussion that people need to be in the know about the concerns. Has this been some of the particular subject matter that you would have also witnessed as the Tea Party for Hope organizers and stuff like that?
We have, and that's an initiative that we want to take on. We're actually talking with corporate partners in terms of tackling with that, doing, you know, covering what the cannot do at the moment. As you know, we are together. We are fighting the battle together. So we should, you know, help one another. So we want to target those communities and see what we can do in terms of awareness and bringing them to understand about cancer.
100%. We'll quickly be taking a short break, really, and after the break, we'll be coming back. Dear listeners, we'll be back. This is the discussion that we'll be having with the organizers for the Tea Party for Hope Cancer fundraiser. In studio, I've got, I actually have a full name. Don't worry, Riri. I'll just mention your full name. That being Madam Retida Katurota. So she is from the Tea Party for Hope, and this is primarily based upon the engagement or the fundraiser itself planned on 11 October next month. But we'll quickly be taking a short break and we'll be back right after this.
And win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of Tastic Rice for just $39.99. 3x1 liter Crystal Gold Olive Oil Blend for $199.99. A 500 g Sunshine D Original Brick for only $19.99. And 2 2-liter Fanta bottles for a sweet $37.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
So coming back to listeners from the short break right there, we're stepping into the second half specifically of our engagement here with Madam Riri from the Tea Party. Hope you're laughing every time, Riri. I don't know.
No, it's,
am I saying it at least okay?
No, Riri is fine.
All right. No, no, okay. You know, I got the partial, what do you call it? The permission that you gave me at the start. So mm-hmm. I just had to cite. But once again, dear listeners, you are here on Eagle FM specifically. We're engaging with Riri from the Tea Party for Hope fundraiser platform that is hosting the fundraiser, the actual fundraiser activity on 11 October next month. However, we are in an information session and a discussion that aims to cite some of the particular discussions so far building up to the fundraiser itself. Riri, obviously the case studies have been, you know, impactful and unique scenarios in terms of how Namibians can understand the impact of cancer itself. And obviously associated to that, Tea Party for Hope has done some impact discussions. This is obviously like community outreach scenarios and the likes. Can you just once again share in that scenario, you know, what has happened before obviously 2025's particular engagement?
Usually we just donate towards the Cancer Association of Namibia and we now decide where does the funds go to. So there are times where CAN is hosting free breast scans. So mm-hmm. that is part of our donation. And we also have donated towards the palliative care, mm-hmm. which is up and running in Klein-Winterg actually.
Yeah, I saw it the other day. It's just here around the corner from
us.
Yes,
I have visited it. It's just a lovely place. And, you know, it doesn't only cover cancer. It covers all types of illnesses. It's just not only cancer.
Strictly cancer, yeah. But if we also look at the discussions, obviously there's, you know, been like free breast cancer mm-hmm. screenings. If we look at the number, you guys have so far, you know, reached out to 3,000 women.
Approximately 3,000.
Okay, over 3,000. Yeah, I see the sentence says, yeah, over 3,000. And obviously this has been, you know, women that probably, you know, didn't have the full knowledge about, their own personal bodies, mm-hmm. the potential risks that they face. What did you guys also see in such scenarios?
The funds.
The ladies
that come for the free breast scans.
Yeah.
So these are the, from the unfortunate background. So yeah. These are the ladies that cannot afford it to go to the doctor and, you know, get those breast scans by a doctor. So this is where we came in. Mm. And it really helped one of them, especially my nanny's daughter.
Mm.
I spoke to her about, you know, the breast scans and, you know, you must check, you know, in the shower, you must rotate yourself. And that's when she realized that, no, I have this lump and I didn't know about it until you told me that I have to now check on my breast. So after that, we spoke with someone from the Cancer Association and she went for a checkup and it turned out to be just a small lump, which is getting drained soon.
So it's more, what's that term they use?
Non-cancerous.
Yeah, non-cancerous. But there's also another one that they use sometimes. It's like I almost said ligament, but ligament is something else. But it's like something that's just, sometimes it sits there, like you said, it's also something that can be drained, which could be like a cyst or something like that sometimes.
Yes, but sometimes it can be painful.
Yeah. Yes. Because obviously, you know, the mm-hmm. location that it sits in. Don't worry, guys. Dear listeners, I know my biology, you know, good enough to engage on the subject matter. But, if we look on the further impact, activities, obviously, you know, the fundraiser itself speaks towards the next round of work that you guys will have to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the lovely thing in terms of the 3,700 plus individuals, that Tea Party for Hope have engaged with, healing circles, public forums, and these particular events. When did they take place specifically? Will it be taking place after, the October event of the Tea Party? So we're looking at the next cycle.
Yes, definitely. So the event is the one that sponsors this outreaches.
Mm.
And yes, so after the event is where we'll schedule everything.
Yeah. How far do you guys go throughout the country? Like specific regions or like across?
Right now we are just in Vintec, but we, as I said, we are in talks with corporate partners and trying to take this broader countrywide.
Exactly. Yes. Because obviously it's not just a Vintec issue. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just specifically also then, before we reach our conclusion, Riri, the discussion obviously on the, who can attend and the particular sort of like the focus, for corporates and organizations who would be interested, you know, in terms of the awareness impact, exercise and so forth, and also associated to the fundraiser event itself. Mm-hmm. What can they look forward to?
So let me start off. You know, the Tea Party for Hope does not discriminate.
Mm.
So women, families, corporate entities, you know, the community at large, they can attend. Mm. We do not discriminate and neither should awareness. So we are encouraging men to, you know, to come, because prostate cancer is on the rise and women remain our forefront of this initiative, as breast cancer remains the top cancers in Namibia. And we are encouraging everyone to attend, whether you how old you are, it's old or young, everyone, including corporate entities. We're actually encouraging them even more to support us with this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then specifically, just for us to end off, Riri, if we take a look at the details specifically for this year's event, venue, date, time, as well as also where the tickets would be available.
Okay. So every ticket purchase contributes directly to the fight against cancer. And the tickets are now available at NAM Events.
Mm.
So you can just type NAM Events on the phone. It will bring it up and it will show you the process. However, the link is on our Instagram page that will take you directly to the NAM Events page. And tickets are $600 Namibian.
Per person, right?
Per person.
Yeah.
But we do offer corporate tables, or if you want to just purchase a whole table for your family, we do offer that. You can just contact us. And the event is taking place on the 11th of October at Country Club from 9 until 1.
9 until 1. 9 in the morning, right?
Yes. It's a kind of a brunch-ish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So just to let you know, guys, not 9 at night, 9 in the morning till midday, obviously until lunch. And obviously this is there a theme in terms of dressing? Not just the color theme that you mentioned, the theme in terms of like, you know, the brunchy vibe.
Yes, we do have like a tradition. Summer, we do have a tradition that we have those hats. So you come with the big hats, lovely hats. There are competitions that go out for the ladies with the best hat.
Well, just ladies? Us guys also have lovely hats, really?
Yes, men also. As
okay.
Right now we
okay,
are.
Okay, although we say we have a, you know, one template, you know, one standard template.
No, we there are prizes for men, but this specific hat, I don't think men have worn it before. It's those,
not a top
vintage,
hat.
Vintage, Victorian type of hats.
Are you talking about a top hat? The one that's slightly long at the top and?
No.
Okay, so not a top hat.
No, it's not a top hat, but the outfit and the visuals are on our pages. And there are lovely prices, as Gondwana sponsored us, you know, vouchers worth $12,000.
Okay.
You can just get away with that just by looking gorgeous.
So this is for the best dressed couple or just best dressed man and woman?
Both.
Okay. There's your motivation, gentlemen.
A whole getaway, you know. Perfect opportunity.
Yeah. 100%. Once again, really just thanking you once again for coming in, you know, for telling us about the Tea Party for Hope fundraiser next month. If there's still some details that I might not have asked that you can still share, you can still do so before we end.
Guys, please let's attend the event. Let's stand together in solidarity as a country to raising teacups to a free Namibia, to a free cancer Namibia.
100%. And once again, thank you once again for coming in. And dear listeners, we'll quickly be stepping into a short break. And after that, we'll be returning to the regular programming.